Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News Georgia election case. I'm Brian Clark. A judge is allowing the district attorney who brought the election interference case against former President Donald Trump and 18 co-defendants to stay on the case. The defense said she should be disqualified because of her romantic relationship with a prosecutor.
In a 23-page ruling, Judge Scott McAfee offers DA Fonnie Willis two options. She can step aside from the case or remain on it, but only if she dismisses Nathan Wade, the member of her team with whom she had a relationship. McAfee says Donald Trump and his co-defendants did not prove that Willis financially benefited by dating Wade, but he says the pair did appear to have lied about their coupling. He says, quote, an odor of mendacity remains. And he says Willis's public claim that her relationship with Wade was raised for racial reasons was, quote, legally improper.
That's ABC Stephen Portnoy. Either side could appeal the judge's decision. This is ABC News. A Michigan jury's convicted the father of a teen who murdered four classmates in 2021. His mother was convicted last month.
Michigan prosecutor Karen McDonald holding a news conference with the parents of the children Ethan Crumbly shot and killed after both his now convicted parents failed to secure the gun or get their son counseling.
They're not here because they're angry. They're here because they want to prevent someone else being in that position.
A jury finding father James Crumbly guilty of involuntary manslaughter for not preventing his son from using the gun. Both parents face sentencing next month. Andy Field, ABC News.
Actor Alec Baldwin's asking a judge to dismiss his involuntary manslaughter charges stemming from the fatal shooting on the Rust movie set. And a possible explanation for a Boeing jet's midair plummet this week. The Wall Street Journal says a flight attendant may have accidentally hit a seat switch, pushing the pilot into the controls, forcing the plane's nose to drop. 50 people were hurt when it happened. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials at Northland College in Ashland are scrambling to raise $12 million in 3 weeks. The Board of Trustees says the college doesn't have enough resources or financial stability to keep going beyond this academic year. About 500 students attend Northland, which calls itself the nation's first environmentally focused liberal arts college. March is National Social Worker Month. It's their job to empower others, but social workers say it's also important to empower themselves.
I think it's important to look inside and see how I can be the best social worker that I can be. But don't forget, we do this work because we want to empower our communities.
Sierra McNeil is with the National Association of Social Workers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The death of a spouse or life partner leaves an irreplaceable hole in our lives. For practical Bible-based advice on coping with this grief, Holy Family Catholic Church in Woodruff will offer Loss of a Spouse from 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, March 26. This two-hour seminar features a video and moderated small group discussion. There is a one-time $5 fee for the Loss of a Spouse booklet. For questions or more information, call 715-972-4010 to contact Holly Dayon at Holy Family Catholic Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
A.J. Dillon will stay in Green Bay.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers running back A.J. Dillon will stay with the team at least another year. The 25-year-old agreeing to a qualifying deal that could pay him up to $1.4 million this year. Dillon asked about playing alongside Jordan Love and the team's young receivers.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's awesome. Just, you know, we have a lot of guys who can do a lot of different things and pose a lot of different threats for a defense.
NBA, the Bucks with a 114-104 win over the 76ers. How strong a force are Damian Lillard and Giannis, center Brooke Lopez?
You know, a bucket for Dame or Giannis. You know, the gravity of that pick and roll, it's like a black hole or something.
Men's college basketball, Marquette with a win over Villanova in overtime. They advance in the Big East tournament tonight against Providence. It's the Badgers against Northwestern today after beating Maryland in the Big Ten tournament 87-56.
Thought a complete team effort, both sides of the court. I thought defensively we set the tone early.
Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. Becoming a little breezy here by late this afternoon. The wind out of the west, 10 to 20, gusting to 25 after about 4 or 5 this afternoon. Tonight, some light rain or snow showers. Windy with a low of 34. Tomorrow, a few light snow showers. Windy, mostly cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
I can still shut down the park.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby. This time, I can't believe my bloodshot eyes.
my boots off this time.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah, I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Yeah. too.
That sounds good, but I can't tell us because you're in it or not.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, a chow in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my
My dirt, says Justin Moore, finishing off a three in a row here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM. Greg Gunderson coming to you from the 98Q Country studios for day two of two, subbing in for Joel as he's out today. Gallivanting. I haven't used the word yet
today.
It is. I used it 20 times yesterday. I didn't want to be oversaturating the market of the word gallivanting, but Joel's been off gallivanting for his wife Shayna's birthday. Happy birthday, Shayna Carney.
I don't think there's much of a market to oversaturate for gallivanting.
If you say the word gallivanting 10 times in a given morning show broadcast, I feel like a market is created for the sake of being saturated by how many times you said it. It's just the world begs you to stop using a word when you do it that often for no reason
A certain point, it just sounds like it's not even a real word anymore.
Right. I know I left the studio yesterday thinking, all right, less gallivanting tomorrow. And that's been the plan. So we've already dropped like three or four here. I need to tap the brakes again. I've used up my supply. That's fine, though. Hey, update, though. I did do a little bit of digging and finally found some updates, some results from that Northland Pines Indoor Invitational, the track meet that happened last night. In Northland Pines, in Eagle River.
Look
of course.
At you finally doing your job.
Hey, I was attempting to do my job the whole time. It's just that I was finally successful. And that's how a lot of jobs work. Attempt, and then one success at the end of the day.
Well,
and you go home.
Some jobs work like that. Others is like pretend, and go home.
Hey, I wasn't pretending. I was really trying. It's just that, you know, we're in the Northwoods. Sometimes the results of a track meet aren't the hottest news around.
That's true. And it can be hard, especially when a lot of the sites, they aren't updated ever.
So let's take a peek here. I know some of these might not be feature bits, but anytime I see Schwamigan in the results here, we'll just give it a call out. Looks like third place in the girls 4x800 meter relay varsity. I see us in second place. Schwamigan was in the boys 4x800 meter relay. Looks like, when do we see a Schwamigan name? Two Schwamigan names. Robert Schinnebeck in first and RJ Salvador in third for the boys 55 meter hurdles. So Schwamigan carrying a fair bit of that. A few other Northland Pines sprinkled in there. Let's see, what else do we have here? Looks like girls 55 meter dash. Top name from Schwamigan was Delaney Hansen in what looks to be 17th. And then Tatiana Tesmer down there in 21st. And a few other Schwamigan names on the list. Natalie Schmidt down there, as well as Leland Carroll. What else do I have here? Looks like Devin Adams Dunn was 12th from Schwamigan and in the boys 55 meter dash. What else do we have? Autumn Mikulski, first place with a 5 minute 9.65 second 1600 meter run. Almost a 50 second lead over second place had Autumn Mikulski. Claire Yunk up there in fourth place with a 6:42.95. What else do we have here? Jaden Oscar, seventh place in the boys 1600 meter run from Schwamigan. Seventh place, Schwamigan 4x200 meter relay. Eighth place in the boys 4x200 meter relay. And it looks like Abigail Humphrey and Carla Acraba Rodriguez in eighth and ninth, respectively, for the girls 400 meter dash. Boy, okay, let's see. I'm going to have to, there's a whole lot left here. Claire Yunk, fifth in the girls 200. Robert Schinnebeck, second in the boys 200. Going to coast through these. I'm looking at these on MileSplit, by the way. MileSplit published these results. It looks like they made them available before most other services did, so appreciate that. Let's see here. Schwamigan and Harlan Kazowitz, eighth place in the boys 200. Abigail Humphrey, first place, girls 3200 meter with 15:46, almost a minute lead over the second. See here. Where else are we? Schwamigan in second place for the boys 4x400 meter. Looks like a pretty strong showing in general, especially for the first meet of the season. Looks like we're up at the top of a lot of these lists. Jarrett Heckendorf and RJ Salvador in tied for sixth in the look of it in the boys high jump. Let's see. Claire Yunk, first place, girls pole vault. Winter Edberg and Frank Keefe tied for first in the boys pole vault for Schwamigan. Looks like the field events, we show up quite a bit. Ella Weinberger, fourth place, girls triple jump. Congratulations there. And to round out the list, looks like AJ Morgan, third place in boys shot put. Oh, looks like men's varsity. Schwamigan came in second for team scores, 109 behind Northland Pines, 161. And it looks like that's the men's varsity team scores. Schwamigan women's team track and field came in third with a 68.5. Northland Pines with a 155. Wittenberg Burnhamwood in second with a 149.5. You asked for it. I've been looking for him all morning. So there was almost the entire list. I've managed to bore Austin. But congratulations on a fantastic performance to the Schwamigan track team on a great start to your season. You'll be off and running with two more indoor meets before your before the outdoor debut this year, 2024. It's such a beautiful year. And they start with three indoor meets. It's the safe move. If I'm planning a track season, I know the month of March and the beginning of April, I'd be trying to keep it indoors as much as I could for the larger meets.
March can be unpredictable at the best of times.
Yeah, call that, yeah, unpredictable. That's a brilliant word for it. It's like 50 or 60 degrees again today, and it's not even, well, I suppose we are halfway through March now. We're finally getting to the point, yeah, it's the 15th of March today.
Oh my God.
And we're finally getting to the point where the weather that we've been seeing for months lines up for the month that we're in, almost. Usually there's that 1 week in March that's just unseasonably warm, and this year it's been the whole month, and in fact it was actually the whole month of February. We're looking at what does it appear to be? We've got highs in the neighborhood of, I think it was in the high 40s today. 50 degrees. Yeah, topping out at 50 degrees today. Tomorrow, a high of 38, low of 20. Sunday, down to 26 for the high. And actually, it looks like Sunday is going to be the bottom out. Now we're thinking Monday will be warming up a bit, a high of 30 and a low of 24. Previously, it's been looking like Monday was going to be the cold day, but it looks like that's scooted around. Perhaps those systems are scooting in just a little bit quicker than previously expected. Of course, that's to be expected. Forecasts do update. So cherish the 50-degree weather we're looking at today. Be warm in the sun. It might be, if there's a strong wind like there's been the last couple days, it's going to be a chilly one. What are your plans for the weekend?
Tomorrow I'm just visiting my uncle, and after that I got nothing.
Fair enough. I knew you had nothing for St. Patrick's Day in particular. Hopefully you can fill your Sunday.
I'm going to be here in the morning running church.
Fair enough. Maybe a St. Patrick's Day lunch from one of our awesome sponsors. I'm sure there's corned beef to be had. We should dig through the list of shopping show certificates. Maybe you can pick one of those up and take advantage.
And actually, there is a breakfast going on Sunday. South Fork has a fundraiser.
This is true. South Fork has a fundraiser. There's also the Booyah Dinner on Sunday.
Yep.
The Knights of Columbus putting that on at Immaculate Conception Church. 1 p.m. bingo, 4 p.m. Booyah.
You don't say that with enough enthusiasm.
4 p.m. Booyah.
There you go.
If that's not enough enthusiasm, I think I've had it. I don't need your services any longer today. Reminder, your local Park Falls BP right down the street from us. Next to McDonald's, they've got everything you need all in one stop, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, and a great selection of coffee. That's one of the spots where I stop to get my coffee, especially when I'm in a rush. If I need to fuel up or grab a car wash, BP is where it's at here in Park Falls. Sweets, a bag of chips, all kinds of stuff. Stop in Park Falls BP. Always everyday low prices at a great value next to McDonald's in Park Falls, just across the street here. I spend more time there than perhaps I should, but there's so many goodies to be found.
There is.
BP in Park Falls, and that's also where I get my gas, too. So they're gonna pull me in every time. I'm tempted. They've got a cool crew over there, too. Say hi every time. So I stopped in yesterday, and I walked in. I was staring at my phone, as I tend to do when I'm not thinking about things, and I just hear, "Hello, radio man." I thought, oh boy, that's why I go to BP of Park Falls, to be mocked in that loving way.
That's one of the most ominous ways to be greeted when you work in radio.
I made it sound creepy. She made it sound very welcoming. I made it sound creepy. That's my fault and not hers.
Just being greeted like that, it's just like, okay, what did that say?
I didn't quite stutter to that degree, but she had one over on me. I wasn't ready to be greeted that
way. I can
way.
Imagine you looking up just...
It was a good chuckle. It was a quality chuckle. BP in Park Falls, next to McDonald's. More country music back on 98Q Country in just a moment. We'll start off a 3-in-a-row here with Sand in My Boots. And then we'll have Creek Will Rise in just a moment here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM. Austin, you look like you have a comment to share.
I was going
to
say sand in your boots. That's not really comfortable.
98Q Country.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghost, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing, because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Step into a timeless journey at Frazier's Mercantile, a gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin. Since its inception in 1911, this haven preserves history within its antique hardwood floors and steel ceilings. Unearth treasures as you explore aisles adorned with discounted groceries, a curated selection of liquor, and a nostalgic array of vintage penny candies. Embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never.
town outside in Oxford, hidden by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now some sand in my boots. And I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank bottom shelf. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you've never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my summer Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she gets me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand. She told me I was crazy, yeah, but I still thought that maybe she'd show up.
Boots. That's Morgan Wallen in the middle of a three in a row here on 98Q Country. We'll have a little bit more country music coming to you in not too terrible long, but wanted to say hello again from the 98Q Country studios. Greg Gunderson sitting here with a distraught looking Austin Brume, who's lying in the bed that he's made. He's just complaining a moment ago that he can't adjust his microphone. Of course, we've been having the saga unfold all day of Austin discombobulating his microphone, rendering it unable to
be. I can absolutely adjust my microphone. It can go up. It can go down.
What did you just say a minute ago then? Was that I tried to adjust my microphone.
I went to rotate it, and it's like, you can't do that.
Yeah, okay, so you tried to rotate it. And
it can't rotate. It can go up and down, though, and that's all that matters. If I need to rotate it, I can move the arm.
So Austin is doing a rain dance and complaining that his head is getting wet here in the 98Q Country Studios. And that's
the first time I've heard that saying, and I love it, and I'm going to steal it.
Kind of the feature plan of the day here, apparently.
If you're not careful, friend, I'll adjust your microphone, too.
I stand between everything that you would have to get to, between you and everything you'd have to get to adjust the microphone.
I wouldn't touch that one anyways. That is Joel's microphone.
Yes, I know. I hit the button that makes this microphone work, and beyond that, I haven't laid a hand on it. I want this to be exactly how Joel left it.
You don't touch Joel's microphone. The most I ever did was I pushed it out of my way because it kept bumping me in the forehead.
When he returns on Monday. Well, hey, let's take a look at some of the top news stories today, the 15th of March. We're already halfway through March. I highlighted one of the top stories earlier today. Thieves. Police in Minnesota have arrested two Texas men they believe are behind a wide theft ring involving calculators. The weird thing is the men were from Texas. The calculators are made in Texas. They were caught in Minnesota stealing them and in possession of many stolen calculators. You might say their plan didn't add up. Might you? Yeah?
Yeah. We need the soundboard with somebody booing you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see. Here's the problem is that I control the soundboard. So the thoughts of the studio audience are beholden to me.
He's gone mad with power. Joel, come back.
Yeah, we'll embrace the spirit of Joel. That's what he'd be saying if he'll be back Monday to ask me what the heck I was thinking. We'll see though. Another news.
He'll just hand you up immediately. You've been fired.
I hope not. 2 days as a substitute and get fired on my day off. Perhaps
I'd probably be fired with you though, so don't worry.
In other news, tornadoes touched down last night in the Midwest. I remember hearing this morning as I was driving in the updates from the Civic Media News team, just listening to 98Q before I got here today, and they were talking about storms. I didn't realize it was devastating tornadoes. For some reason, I was thinking it was some level of snow. But no, Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky reported significant tornado damage. The National Weather Service also warned of large hail and tornadoes in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. So my thoughts going out to those areas. Apologies. I didn't mention that earlier. I didn't realize it was devastating tornadoes going on. What else is up in the U.S.? SpaceX launched their Super Heavy Starship rocket, the most powerful ever built, for its third test flight on Thursday.
They call it a starship. We're getting dangerously close to Star Wars territory.
Who or what is responsible for verifying the power of a starship? What is the rocket, the Starship rocket? How do you measure the power of a rocket?
Guy from NASA stands a few feet away. Yep, that's hot. It's powered.
Yeah, this sounds like a destructive measuring process, but whatever scale they use was maxed out by this new Super Heavy Starship rocket SpaceX has launched for its third test flight yesterday. What else do we have here? Colorado receiving an onslaught of snow since Wednesday. As of Thursday, totals in Denver reached 14 inches, while areas in the mountains recorded up to 4 feet. So some significant weather events likely contributing to the cold that we're going to be seeing over the weekend here in the 98Q Country listening audience. You have this face on you like you just read something funny.
Oh, my grandma's just trying to volunteer me to work at that place that I asked you about when it opens on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Because
I mentioned, oh, yeah, short staff, and she said, you are trained wait staff. I am, grandmother, but that doesn't mean I would like to work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to, yeah, perhaps. Well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's why I said that place.
What else do we have here? Senator Bernie Sanders announcing a bill to introduce a 32-hour work week in the U.S. that doesn't result in any loss of pay. I mean, I wouldn't mind an extra day. You know, that'd be pretty slick.
Definitely not.
That seems to be the point of working, is to eventually not work. If we could start that a little bit sooner, call me lazy, but hey, that sounds like the recipe to a happier life. If we can maintain productivity while increasing happiness, who really loses?
And honestly, if you increase happiness, wouldn't that increase productivity?
Usually does. We found there's a reason we've moved to a 40-hour work week off of the 70-hour work week that we used to have.
Even though some places you swear are still on the 70.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean people don't work 70 hours. There's people who, the hardworking people of America, make it tick. That's always, yeah, absolutely, going to be true. Lyft and Uber say they plan to leave Minneapolis because of a city council vote that will require them to raise the wages of drivers up to $15 an hour, which is the local minimum wage. $15.57 an hour in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Imagine having 15 is your minimum wage, Wisconsin.
Oh, well, yeah, we've been locked in for quite a while. That's the thing. CEO pay goes up, politician money goes up fast, and minimum wage locked the same, $7.25 in Wisconsin.
Last change, what was it, 2009? Hasn't changed since?
Something like that. James Crumbly, found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, father of a minor who was convicted of carrying out the deadly mass shooting, has also been convicted. It's the first time in the U.S., including Ethan Crumbly's mom, that the parents of a mass shooter are held criminally accountable. James is facing up to 15 years for the 4 counts against him, one per life that was taken by his son, Ethan, in 2021 at Oxford High School in Michigan, November 30th of 2021. Prosecution argued that the school shooting was foreseeable and preventable since the parents knew there was a gun in the house, did not check to make sure it was secure even after receiving concerning information from the school. So a landmark ruling, the first time parents have been held accountable for one of these actions. Of course, we've got some beautiful freedoms here, but it remains true that we're also really the only developed nation that sees the amount of in-school gun violence that we see. So that's perhaps fair. This is a step to addressing and mitigating that, because past a certain point, something's got to give. What is it? I can't pretend I'm the type of person informed enough to know. My opinions do not qualify, but certainly seeing ideas being thrown around, that I like. If we can get that number down, I'm all for it, as long as we're taking reasonable measures to do so. And that'll do it for the news and politics. That's as deep into politics as I'm going to get.
Remember, folks, WCQM does not take the opinions of Gray, unless he's right.
Right. Unless my opinions are fact, which, no, we're talking politics. We're going to hop back to the country music, though, because that always lands in the right spot here from 98Q Country. Today's favorites, yesterday's classics, Connor Smith, Creek Will Rise. We'll have a few more to follow that. We'll say goodbye before we're actually off the air here at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Stick around. John St. John at 10 and then me again at 2 o'clock for day two of All Gray All Day here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, hometown radio refreshed.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Stunkla Complete Rain Gutters ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Connexus Credit Union in Phillips is proud to be a sponsor of the Logger United Booster Club. They are a member-focused cooperative that is proud to return the profits to member owners through high yields for checking accounts, deposit products, as well as competitive rates. Connexus Credit Union, located at 114 South Avon Avenue in Phillips.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Chilling on the beach with my sweet Georgia peach. Not a care in the world.
stare, cause I got the best seat. Just when I thought it couldn't get any hotter, you slid on in. Said I'm a little hot and bothered, if you know what I mean. Let's crank it up to 100 degrees. All right. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet, burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine. Driving while kissing, they'll put you away. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet, burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine.
Ballard, Sunshine and Whiskey, finishing up a set of three here on 98Q Country. We'll have some more country music coming to you in just a sec over the airwaves from 98Q to you. Greg Gunderson and Austin Brume subbing in for Joel Karnick the last couple days on the morning show. This is us saying goodbye. We're almost here at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. That means our responsibilities, at least for the morning slot, have ended. You'll hear me again at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. I'll be with you until 7 p.m. this evening, and catch Austin tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM, and a special birthday shout-out. Happy birthday to Shayna Karnick. Joel, of course, has the day off. We love that he's been able to get some rest in.
Absolutely.
He'll be back on Monday here, 98Q Country, for the morning show, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., as per usual.
So everyone can continue getting their naps in.
Right, exactly. With this, the weirdness really is coming to an end. Stay tuned. 10 o'clock, we'll have a news update from the Civic Media News team, and then it'll be John St. John until the top of the 2 o'clock hour. And I'm back with you again from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Show on 98Q Country. Greg Gunderson and Austin Brume out. John St. John in just a moment on 98Q.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com. Tell you it's gonna be easy.